Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. Precious metal prices rose Thursday on rising inflation and a falling dollar. U.S. stocks rebounded, led by the tech sector following a torrid three-day sell-off. And now in the news. Gold prices rebounded as hedge funds add to long positions, reports FX Empires. Hedge funds increase long positions in futures and options according to the latest Commitment of Traders report, which showed that managed money increased their long positions by 11,000 contracts while reducing short positions by 1,000 contracts. Gold prices rebounded from support after testing lower levels. Policymakers' most important task right now is to try to reduce the massive lingering uncertainty regarding the COVID-19 while continuing to provide emergency relief to the hardest hit individuals and economic sectors, reports Kenneth Rogoff at Project Syndicate. But the insecurity fueled by the pandemic is likely to weigh on the global economy long after the worst is in the past. The next few months will tell us a lot about the shape of the coming global recovery. In January this year, when stocks were surging to new highs, John Calhoun of Alhambra Investment writes, he wrote that stocks had entered a, quote, silly season. But now he says almost all stocks are expensive, not just technology. For example, Procter & Gamble is a fine company, but 28 times earning is hard to justify for a company growing at less than 5% annually. He says, I don't know when the fever will break, but we've reached such extremes between growth and value that merely pulling back to long-established trend lines would involve a rather violent move. And lastly, with 8 weeks to Election Day, the state of the 2020 campaign is clear. President Trump is trailing Joe Biden, writes the editors of Wall Street Journal. If Mr. Trump is to stage a comeback, he'll have to make the race about policy differences and Mr. Biden's indulgence to the Democratic left. The country deserves a debate over policy because Mr. Biden is proposing the most left-wing agenda of any major party candidate in our lifetime. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.